Literature is an entry into public conversation. At its best, it enacts, explores, comments on, further articulates, radically questions the ethos of the discourses from which it springs. Hence my use of the word poetics. Every poetics is a consequential form of life. Joan Retallick.
Annie Liu is a writer and translator from Xi'an, Shanxi, and Bowling Green, Ohio. Her work is published or forthcoming in Pleiades, Waxwing, Cream City Review, The Margins, and elsewhere. She earned her MFA at Indiana University and helps out with the Tenderness Project. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Annie, what poems have you brought for us?
Open letter to the boy in the car. From a passing car, your voice lifts up and out, calling, Brittany, Brittany. A voice so high and smooth, so like singing, it sounds like a girl's. Brittany! Like a ball tossed into the air that catches the light as it spins into the right person's hands. For a moment, I want to greet your voice with my own, but how to answer? I am not Brittany, whoever she is. Then I see you, owner of the song voice, your skin tender and bright in the sun-drugged afternoon. From the back seat of a sedan filled with other boys who look just like you, you call the name again, looking at me. I recognize the song you sing, not the interpolation of friend, keen stranger, not a mistake, but a mewling catcall. Who is Brittany? How does a girl's name become a weapon? You can't be older than 14, hands cupped around your mouth, skinny little wrists. Younger must be than the boy who was a stepson to me, who will turn 16 this year. Old enough to be inside this car, to be the one driving who slows down so his friend can throw a girl's name out the window from which your face, now that you've dropped your hands and I see your pink mouth, grins. These days, the distance from heartbreak to rage is so small, I am already giving you the finger and walking away, hearing your vulgar retort, and still seeing in your face the face of a boy I loved. Additionally, what freedoms have I been trained to deny myself? Today, there is need for accumulation, for measurement and completion, for reaching. Today, an inflamed bubble on the tongue tip that I rub against an incisor's edge. Humble may be your way, but no one will know it. Slink if you wish, clinking your scales like tiles in a quake. After many years of studying life forms in the academy, she finally gave up naturalism and allowed the muscles of her arms, back, and legs to make the marks. What permanence there may have been, elided. How does it feel in Indiana? Simple arithmetic, but conjured at all times like a language. What else could I tell you about my life? Summer Obad. These days, I wake up in the AC and eat what I want. Toast, tea, and eggs sunny side up. I have my pick of places to sit and write, shelves full of books, dusty with waiting to be touched. On the porch, I water the mint, basil, nerve plant, and jade. I bend to greet their dirt. How good they smell, their crinkled leaves furry and veined, papery and palmate. How generous they are to feed me and house the spiders and mites teeming their stems. How Martian the efflorescences emerging between their silent green tongues. Across the lawn, the pool gleams, flat and still, yet untroubled by bodies and shrieks in the dense June heat, by families burnt with neon, floaties circling its blue eye of relief. These are the good days. How much do I need to forget to keep this smile on my face?
You've been listening to Poems by Annie Liu on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.